Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a genetic connective tissue disorder that affects about 1 in 5,000 people globally. The disorder changes the way that collagen is structured or processed in the body, with many negative health effects. It has no known cure and is usually treated in a supportive manner, but most of the work and support around this condition takes place in the US, the UK, and Canada. Robin Eames is an EDS activist who has just launched a support network for those with the condition in Australia. They join us on Afters FM. Welcome, Robin.
Hi.
What's the story behind this support network that you're launching?
So it's really interesting because no one in Australia knows that they have EDS when they have it. No one, they all get misdiagnosed. We all get misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia or, you know, just being kind of a wimpy git. We get, you know, underdiagnosed with fatigue, with, you know, various manifestations of the systemic nature of it because it affects your collagen being 80% of the body. So we'll get, you know, diagnosis for postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome or mast cell activation syndrome or one of the many, many things that comes along with it. But because, as you said, there's no EDS researchers in Australia, there's all these people here who have it and none of us know, except, of course, there's online communities.
I was just going to say, yeah, the online communities seem like such an important support for people with this condition. So how did you get involved in activism around it?
Well, that's how I found out I had it, because obviously I've had it since birth. I actually have, I've been diagnosed with hypermobility type with vascular crossover because it looks like I've got one type from each parent. But I didn't know. And looking back, it's quite obvious that I was hypermobile my whole life. And I was a very, like, bendy, bouncy kid. I had all sorts of health problems going back really far. I was born with a heart defect. But we didn't know, and my whole family didn't know that wasn't normal because it's genetic.
So are these online communities global support networks? Is that how you found out about this condition? Because people who, where it's recognised and treated or supported in their country, is that how that's worked for you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was I was initially diagnosed with narcolepsy, with fibromyalgia, with myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome. And I started collecting a couple other things, and I was getting to the point where I was like, are we done? Can we finish diagnosing now? Can we stop? And we haven't stopped.
As someone who hadn't heard of this condition until now, could you talk me through how it affects the lives of those who live with it?
So my joints dislocate all the time. They dislocate in my sleep. My neck dislocates a little bit when I turn my head to the side. My shoulder joints dislocate out of the sockets when I lift my arms above my head. Bones that aren't technically ball and socket joints also dislocate because the thing that's making them dislocate isn't force. It's that the actual ligaments keeping them together are too stretchy. They're lax. So, like, my shoulder blade will just come up over my shoulder and just be hovering there next to my neck, and I have to pull it back down, and, you know, my ribs will go out and all sorts of weird nonsense. And like you can probably imagine, especially when the spinal cord's involved, that can cause a lot of domino effects. And because it's not just joints, it's everything that's connective tissue. That means all your organs, your eyes, your blood vessels, you know, your heart, your brain, your skin. There's 13 EDS types as of March of this year because they updated the criteria. The most common is the hypermobility type, and they all have slightly different manifestations, but they're systemic. So you'll have sort of respiratory issues, digestive issues. Basically, like, we collect every single chronic illness there is.
Wow. And what do you think we need to see in Australia in terms of supporting those who do have EDS?
More medical knowledge so that we can have more knowledge in the community and more people just knowing what's happening to them, because people show up to you know, the emergency department, and none of the scans will kind of show what's going on, because a lot of the time, you know, partial dislocations, subluxations won't show up on x-rays. You know, it might show up as something that looks like osteoarthritis on maybe x-rays or an MRI or a CT. But a lot of the time, you just can't tell until it gets really bad. And that's what happened to me. I had, you know, my whole life kind of like muddling along symptoms that I didn't realize were symptoms. And then stuff kind of started snowballing a few years ago, and I started looking for a diagnosis because I was like, gosh, I'm really ill. But it took me years because, like, my doctors just didn't know what was happening. And it got into that point of, like, just the chronic illness soup, where it's like, well, you meet all of the criteria for all of these diagnoses of exclusion, so apparently you've just got everything.
Yeah. So if there's any listeners that might be affected by this discussion or think that it's something that they need to look into more for maybe themselves or a loved one, where can they go for support in Australia?
Well, I've just started a website that's called EDNA, Ehlers-Danlos Network Australasia. There's also, you know, there's several Facebook groups, there's Twitters. If you look it up, there's, you know, there's people, there's communities. There's a forum that is looks a bit defunct, which is why, you know, there's not really any big centralized organization in Australia the way there's, you know, the EDNF in America and EDSUK in the UK. So the people are here and we're willing to help each other. And I've just had like an informal Facebook group for a little while and kept meaning to formalize it. So the formal organization is still in its beginning stages, but I want to share resources. I want to share, you know, diagnostic pathways, and it's not something to panic about. It's very common, and it, you know, it does range in severity, but the thing is it gets severe because people don't know about it.